Take the outlines of that Diwali story in India to the global level, and you've essentially got the climate crisis, a growing air pollution problem that should have been addressed years ago, and a belated search for solutions. 6 years ago, world leaders met in Copenhagen and hammered out what most observers agree was a fairly timid plan to tackle climate change. Those leaders will be meeting again in a few weeks in Paris, hoping to do better. They better do better, because the problem's only gotten worse over the last 6 years. I spoke earlier this week with a man who knows that about as well as anyone. He's John Holdren, and he's the top science advisor to President Obama.
Well, we have learned a lot about climate science in the last 6 years. We already knew a lot at the time of Copenhagen, certainly enough to take the kinds of actions that were needed and appropriate. But we've learned a lot more, and it's increased our sense of urgency. We know now, for example, that all around the world we're experiencing torrential downpours in increased frequency and magnitude. We're seeing climate impact on the severity of drought in many parts of the world. Wildfires, which people had hardly thought about in 2009, are proving to be a big deal. And we now know that there is the possibility of as much as 2 meters of sea level rise in this century.
So what does all that mean as we go into Paris?
Well, you know, going into Paris, I'm quite optimistic. We now have 150 countries that have entered their commitments for emissions reductions in the post-2020 period. Those 150 countries account for the great bulk of the world's emissions. And the reason they've all come forward with those commitments is that around the world it is understood that we need to take action to reduce the amount of climate change we're going to have to cope with. And it's also a recognition, by the way, that we need to cooperate on building preparedness and resilience to deal with the changes in climate that can no longer be avoided.
So President Obama helped hammer out the Copenhagen deal at the end of the last big summit. That was 6 years ago. If I can summarize it, it calls for nations to make enough emissions cuts and other actions to hold the rise in global temperatures to 2 degrees Celsius, that's slightly shy of 4 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's thought that that would avoid truly dangerous catastrophic effects of climate change. So how close do those current pledges, as we go into Paris, get us to those goals?
Well, first of all, I would emphasize there is a difference between dangerous and catastrophic. I believe, and I think most climate scientists believe, we are already experiencing dangerous. So the question is, can we avoid truly unmanageable, truly catastrophic degrees of climate change? And we very much hope that we can. The commitments that have been made so far are not sufficient, but they are a big step in the right direction. And no one ever imagined that these commitments to be made in Paris would suffice. And so an aim of the Paris conference is to come up with a framework that embeds the possibility, indeed the likelihood, of additional ambition by the various countries around the world over time. We think that will happen. Countries are going to continue to ratchet up their ambition as a matter of self-interest.
Yeah, but will they meet it?
I think they will meet it. And the reason I think they will meet it is not only is the motivation for meeting it growing all the time, but the capability for meeting it is growing all the time. The cost of solar energy is plummeting. The cost of wind energy is falling. The ability to increase energy efficiency in ways that reduce emissions continues to impress. And so as time goes on and as our technologies get even better, countries are going to be able to be more ambitious because they're going to understand they can actually do it, and they can do it in a cost-effective way.
So let me get back to the goal again. Is 2 degrees the wrong target?
2 degrees was agreed by most of the world's nations in 2009 and 2010, not because it's safe, but because it is probably the most prudent target that is still achievable. We are already at about 0.9 experiencing serious impacts of climate change. So we don't think 2 degrees C is safe. We just think it is more prudent than a higher number, and we can probably get to 2. If somebody can show us a way we can get to 1.5, I'll be all for it.
Climate change is a subject that's kind of a slow-motion disaster in the making, and I guess that even though the Obama administration is really focused on it in an urgent way, you and climate change go to the back of the Oval Office line when things like ISIS are happening or Eastern Ukraine is happening. Why do you do this challenging work?
Well, first of all, I don't agree with your premise. We don't go to the back of the line. This president is very good at focusing on more than one issue at a time. He has lots of time and energy for focusing on climate change. He puts a very high priority on it. So I'm energized. I think I have an enormous privilege in being able to work with the most science-savvy president since Thomas Jefferson. And I would note that there's a lot more science to be savvy about today than there was in Thomas Jefferson's time.
So when you think about those temperature numbers and where the cap should be at, 2 degrees, 1.5 degrees, 1 degree, and you see these animated models of Florida and the Gulf Coast and 50 years of temperature rise continues, you see land submerge. I mean, do you ever worry that right now you may not have done enough?
Of course. I worry, and I know the president worries, that we haven't done enough. We are doing everything we can right now using executive authorities, things we can get done without requiring an act of Congress. But we could get more done if we had the Congress with us. And I very much look forward to the day when Congress comes on board and works with the executive branch to do more to address this challenge.
John Holdren is the head of President Obama's Office of Science and Technology Policy. Thank you very much for coming in.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.